This is Dr. Lee dictating a history physical patient named Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, and data service 4. October 11, 2023, place Future Care, Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is 6/26/1949. History of present illness. This is a 73-year-old female with a known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral arterial disease, COPD, pulmonary embolism, history of multiple fall, SDH, and mood disorder. She was hospitalized in Mercy Hospital. The patient came to emergency because of chest wall pain secondary to fall. She reported increased frequency of fall recently, falling 2 to 3 times a day, uncertain that she lost consciousness or not. She reported feeling weak, poor appetite. In the emergency room, CT had negative for acute intracranial pathology. CT chest showed minimal displaced right-sided 6th and 7th rib fracture, left-sided 2nd and 8th rib fracture. There is some subacute appearance. Patient EKG, T-wave inversion, V3, V4, similar. And patient was evaluated in emergency room, subsequently admitted because of frequent fall, and a PTOT evaluation done, and they recommended subacute rehab. Patient has a known history of multiple fall, needed further evaluation. Patient also has a CKD and has an episode of hyperkalemia. She was given Lokelma. Patient has also not have a UTI and she was given Staphylococcus. Her blood pressure was managed. She also has a memory impairment. She was maintained on Menda along with her medication while in the hospitals. COPD was managed with inhaler after stabilization. PTOT consultation done. And patient was transferred to subacute rehab for PTOT and monitoring closely. Patient denies at present no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, as I mentioned, number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, peripheral arterial disease, number 4, COPD, number 5, anemia, number 6, tremor, number 5, history of cognitive deficit, history of PE, and that was treated with Xarelto, subsequent discontinued due to multiple fall, mood disorder, history of subdural hematoma. As per discharge summary, surgical history patient couldn't tell. He also reported to have schizoaffective disorder, allergies, gabapentin, lisinopril, non-steroidals, so history poly substance abuse on suboxone, rural system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no urination, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, and vomiting, musculoskeletal. Some rib pain, but no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting, endocrine, no paresthesia, neuro, no syncope. Medication upon discharge, patient was on buprenorphine dash naloxone 4 mg 2 times a day, 500 mg daily, multivitamin daily, Depakote 250 mg daily, per mood, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Seroquel 100 mg. Daily at bedtime, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff, 2, 6 hours, still up on 20 mg daily, Namenda, 10 mg daily, Tefpodoxime. Mm-hmm. for UTI. Lidocaine pair 5% daily for pain, turn up, PRN, Wellbutrin nebulizer treatment, use 6 hours, propranolol 20 milligrams twice a day, naloxone nasal for overdose. Physical exam taken away, alert. No acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 60, pulse 78, temperature 98, respiration 18. I had rate my normal failure, trial and ectaric. Breathing comfortable, no respiratory distress. Sitting on the bed. Physical exam, patient, as I mentioned, awake, alert, lying on the bed, no acute distress. Assessment, number one, deconditioning, number two, multiple fall, subsequently rib injury and multiple rib fracture, number three, COPD, number four, UTI, number five, hypertension, number six, bipolar disorder, number seven, opioid dependence, number eight, depressive disorder, number nine, ambulatory dysfunction. History of PE in the past used been disorder but has been discontinued due to multiple fall. History of hyperkalemia treated in the hospital. The plan of care will continue all current medication, PTOT, follow-up lab electrolyte, and further management of the patient condition. This is the end of the education. Thank you.